Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Mother's Day is around the corner.
Well, it is. And of course, I have to say, what is the best gift for Mother's Day but a subscription to Mind Food? How's
That's
that for a big, honest plug?
I know, I know. I've got my mum a subscription.
Oh, have you? Well, yeah. on the show today, we've got Michelle, our food director. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Now, you're going to be talking today about breakfast in bed for mum.
Breakfast in bed is a long-held Mother's Day tradition in our family. It's my favourite part of the day, just to stay in bed and not have to get up, although I do have to sneak out and get that early morning decent coffee before anyone else.
Now listen, give us some great ideas that kids and mums and dads can make for their mums on the special day.
We've come up with four ideas. We can do a breakfast in a pan, which is just the bacon, egg, tomatoes, served in a pan, and mum can just pick away at that with some toast and a nice cup of tea.
So is that, you cook everything up in one pan? You just kind of throw it all
in one pan, yep.
Well, that's easy.
Beautiful. So all the flavours from the tomatoes.
I could do that.
Ruined it. Oh, it's beautiful. And I would love that with a little bit of Worcester sauce.
Ooh.
That would be
beautiful.
Yum. A bit of black pepper. Sounds good.
What about a sprinkle of chives? I've heard you might like that.
I love chives. I do love chives. But that's with a scrambled egg.
Now, what would you drink with this? After so you've snuck up and got the coffee, so now it's...
Well, then you have your second coffee.
Oh, right, okay.
All right.
Okay, not tea.
This mother's really kicking back.
I just have to have one quick coffee in the morning and then an enjoyable coffee after that. Yeah.
Okay.
That's nice.
And then we've got, we could make a muffin, which Dad can help the kids do the night before, or Mum could actually leave the batter cooked and ready to go in the fridge, and the kids can just pop that in the oven and cook for her. Oh,
so you can actually make it the night before and just leave it there for them?
I do. It's good. And we've got a nice raspberry and white chocolate muffin, so that's beautiful with fresh, and you can serve that with a nice fresh raspberry jam. We've got the recipe for that.
Yeah.
And raspberries are, they're in the shops at the moment, so they're beautiful, but great big, beautiful raspberries I saw yesterday. Henry and I had some for morning tea, which was lovely.
And kids actually like those sort of fruit, don't they? I guess it's summer fruit, although it's not really summer. Is raspberries a summer fruit or not?
Raspberries are a summer fruit.
Okay.
Yeah, you've worked that out.
No, I'm quite good on the food thing.
Cut that out. Okay, what else can we do for Mum on Mother's Day? We could do a Bertram muesli, which again is made the night before and left in the fridge for all the juices to seep through the oats.
Mm. Is that easy to make?
Easy.
How do we do that?
We've done it with sultanas,
yep,
and some chopped nuts and honey, a grated apple, a nice green apple, grated through that to give it some nice texture.
Oh, yum.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful breakfast thing. Actually, you should have that every day. It's so healthy and good for you.
Good for the metabolism. Yeah.
Or you can have what we're asking, but we've got beautiful soft boiled eggs with brioche soldiers.
Oh, that's cute.
And you can buy brioche at supermarkets and, countries. Yeah. So that's easy to get. And what about a smoothie for breakfast?
Oh, a smoothie? We've got a recipe for a nice blueberry and banana smoothie.
Mm. Can you put gelato in that at all?
I think you need gelato for breakfast.
Oh, look, I know, it's pretty terrible.
Hey, they sound fantastic. Now, where do you get these recipes from? Where do our listeners go to get those?
We've got these recipes on mindfood.com.
Yeah.
And, just type in Mother's Day brunch in bed and you'll get what you'll find.
Fantastic. I also love the recipes that you send out.
The daily recipe.
The daily recipe is great.
Well, everyone can sign up now and you get we send you a daily recipe. And also our newsletters on a Monday, we send a 7-day menu plan. Ooh. So if you're struggling to know what to make for dinner each night, that 7-day menu plan helps. And of course, all our beautiful recipes in the magazine each month as well.
And then if you're looking for a Mother's Day present or something really nice, what about a subscription?
Now you're talking.
Keep them happy all year.
All right. So, nice to chat again.
Hey, thanks, Michelle.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.